Hi, this is Jackie B, the host of 5 Minutes of Real Life Shit. I hope everyone had a great weekend. You're feeling refreshed. Maybe you saw some friends and family. You got some freakiness, sexy time with yourself or your partner. Anyways, it's a new work week and hopefully it's off to a great start. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you the story behind Damn Girl Damn. It's been over a year and a half since I first started using this tagline in my personal life, and it wasn't until the other day when I realized, no one really knows why I started to use this in the first place. So, are you ready for story time? It was 2021, New Year's Day, where half my immediate family tested positive for COVID. Most of us had mild symptoms, except for Ba. During that time, seeing Bappy, a strong man looking so weak, stressed me out so much. Fast forward to April. I suddenly start losing so much hair at an alarming rate. Mind you, I have very fine hair to begin with. So yes, my hairline at 31 years old was receding. I think it was a combo of COVID and the stress I felt during the time I had COVID. But either way, no era bueno. I went back to having a pixie cut, but this time I felt very insecure. There was nothing wrong with the haircut I had. It suited me. Pixie cuts should be my thing. But pixie cuts should make fine hair look full, and that wasn't happening with me. I was balding. I didn't feel good, therefore I didn't look good. At least in my eyes. During this time, I had to remind myself many times, the most important relationship in life is the one I have with myself. I felt my hair situation was too vain to mention in therapy, so I didn't, but I know words and thoughts are powerful. I knew I had to turn this around quick because the energy I was giving to myself did not match my own standards. I never cared so much about my appearance. To this day, I sometimes leave the house looking a little wacky. I don't always dress to impress, but something about losing hair, I just couldn't shake off. No one realized how deep this cut was for me, probably until now. So, I made a plan. I started to hype myself up. Every time when there was an excessive amount of hair that would fall out, I would get in a weird funk, but then I would remind myself, damn girl, damn. Most days it worked. Some days I took a few steps back, but I consistently kept reminding myself I am more than just my hair. One thing I know since I was a kid is who I am. I'm a good person. I'm bold. I'm soft. I'm a lover. I'm a risk taker. Those are just some of the things that define me, and that will never change. The more I repeated damn girl damn with those intentions, the more I felt empowered and eventually felt like myself. I went back to my core. I went back to my soul. I found my confidence again. My hair is still fine. You can still see my scalp, but my hair doesn't define who I am. I am more than that. This year, I started to receive messages from family and friends where they were telling me they started to use Damn Girl Damn to hype themselves up. Without knowing this backstory, that brought me so much joy because they were able to pick this up from my energy. Damn Girl Damn is about you being your authentic self and the light you bring to this world. It's also about you owning your shit, the good and the bad, because there's always room for growth. When you are in tune with who you are from the inside, the core, deep, deep, deep down in your soul, how you look doesn't matter. The positivity that you project out to the world, your vibe, is what's contagious. Confidence looks good on you, baby, and you can't buy this shit. Damn Girl Damn is a Leo sun. Embrace this energy. Embrace the lioness. Embrace my child. Every woman is a Damn Girl Damn. We are building something beautiful with Damn Girl Damn. Taurus estilo, which means it'll be extra, extra beautiful. So get excited. Well, con todo esto, my time is up. Until next time. This is brought to you by Damn Girl Damn Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening.